This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Turkey's government has made plans to deal with a mass movement of refugees from Iraq in the event of a U.S. invasion aimed at ousting President Saddam Hussein. It wants to avoid a repeat of the refugee exodus that took place following the Gulf War in 1991. So the Turkish military has orders to establish camps for displaced Iraqis in a zone reaching some 60 miles from the Turkish border into northern Iraq. The strategy is being criticized from both sides of the border. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the Habr crossing point.
Hundreds of fuel tanker trucks stand in line at the Turkish border, waiting up to 5 days to get permission to cross the Hezil River into northern Iraq. Residents of this corner of southeastern Turkey have long been dependent on trade with Iraq. Times have been tough since the Turkish government clamped down on the illegal fuel trade across this border more than a year ago. With the looming threat of a U.S.-led invasion against Baghdad, Habur resident Ibrahim says life may get even more difficult. If fighting starts, many Iraqis will try to come here for safety, he says. In 1991, when thousands of refugees came to live in camps here, most of my neighbors decided to go live in western Turkey. During the Gulf War, a half million Iraqi refugees, most of them ethnic Kurds, poured into Turkey. It cost the government millions of dollars to care for them. Turkish officials say the influx also posed a security threat. They say Kurdish guerrillas infiltrated the country along with the refugees, leading to an escalation of Turkey's Kurdish insurgency. Today, soldiers and police man dozens of roadside checkpoints, and much of southeastern Turkey is still under military rule, even though the bulk of the fighting with Kurdish rebels ended 3 years ago. Turkish officials worry that another conflict in Iraq could give new life to Turkey's own Kurdish separatist problem. This time, the Turkish government isn't taking any chances. In the event of another Iraqi war, it's planning to create refugee camps deep inside northern Iraq. Gukan Aydiner is the military governor in charge of much of southeastern Turkey.
In case of a mass influx from Iraq, we have to take necessary measures to keep the refugees away from our borders. Of course, if there is starvation and disease, it is always better to provide aid to people on their own territory, wherever the problem occurs. This would not be a military intervention, but a humanitarian operation.
Turkish provincial authorities have already been asked to draw up lists of the supplies needed to help feed and house tens of thousands of displaced persons. The Turkish plan has attracted criticism from civic and human rights groups, as well as from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Selahattin Demirtas of Turkey's Human Rights Association says preventing displaced Iraqis from crossing the border would deny them rights afforded by the Geneva Convention.
The refugees will be kept in a war zone. The only law that would be applied in that area would be the law of war.
Demirtas says the Turkish army might use this security zone in northern Iraq to prevent Iraq's Kurds from establishing an independent state. Turkey has had tense relations with the Kurdish factions that have governed the region for the past decade. Speaking on a satellite phone from northern Iraq, Fawzi Hariri of the Kurdistan Democratic Party denounced Turkey's refugee proposal.
Any unilateral military intervention by any regional power will be a tantamount to a major catastrophe in the region. It will be the beginning of a civil war that will totally destroy the positive plans and thoughts that the U.S. and the international community have been trying to achieve for a post-Saddam era in this region.
The issue may complicate matters for the U.S., which is counting on the help of both Turkey and the Iraqi Kurds in the event of a military operation against Saddam Hussein. Ivan Watson, NPR News, at the Habr border crossing in Turkey.